Two men enter. They discuss the economic and social viability of Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. One man leaves. The other has to stay and do a radio show. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in from Hollywood. It's summer, and that means blockbusters. For our show, it means an occasional look at sci-fi movies and their visions of the future. In 1985, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome hit the big screen. Mel Gibson, Tina Turner, battling in a post-apocalyptic wasteland. You might remember the crazy cars, the eponymous Thunderdome, basically a Cirque du Soleil show with chainsaws. In it, fossil fuels are gone. The main energy source is methane from pig feces. I sat down to talk about the energy technology and economics on display, yes, in Mad Max, with Matthew Kahn. He's an economist at Johns Hopkins. For him, the movie shows how free markets falter in a post-apocalyptic world.
A very interesting issue is property rights in that movie. I don't remember judges. I don't remember police. I don't remember lawyers. I remember physical violence in lots of Mel Gibson jumping on top of fast-moving vehicles. And when the rule of law breaks down, it's very difficult to use market prices. But when we can use market prices, they signal scarcity. And so there's something unsexy about the price system, but it plays a very crucial role in allocating scarce resources, in this case, energy.
Do you think it is possible that society and our economy would break down over these kinds of like sustainability issues?
No. And so you just posed the $64,000 question in environmental economics. If there's a tremendous demand for energy, and if we solely rely on gasoline to provide that energy, then there really could be limits to growth. But a point that economists make is how entrepreneurs think about the future. A young Elon Musk, a young Mark Zuckerberg. If there's the anticipation, perhaps because these guys saw the Mad Max movies, that we will face limits to fossil fuel supply in the future, that creates an incentive for these folks to innovate and to work with engineers and venture capitalists to fund breakthrough technologies like solar and electric cars.
So maybe that's what the film gets wrong then, that people would have innovated their way away from this bleak future.
So this is what fascinates me. And I cracked the half joke that Mel Gibson may have saved the planet.
Right.
Because we get into imagination. We can only have these breakthrough technologies if men and women make the sacrifices to invest in the nerdy stuff and in the venture capital to make these risky innovations possible. There's a question where their imagination comes from. So let's do an example. Suppose that entrepreneurs thought that there will be a future demand for baldness medicine, but it never occurred to them that there'd be finite energy in the future. In that case, these nerds would focus on baldness innovation and would spend no time on energy innovation. So a very interesting question is how entrepreneurs, as they think about the future, what do they think is our future scarcity? And Mel Gibson and Mad Max may have helped to preclude that apocalyptic future.
Matthew Kahn is a professor of economics at Johns Hopkins University. You know, as I was watching, I thought, wouldn't solar or wind power make things a lot better? I asked Matthew Kahn if developing those renewables means we can avoid the Thunderdome. He says it's certainly possible. And now for some related links. The Mad Max series essentially fetishizes cars, so that's what I'm focused on today. First of all, Mad Max Fury Road is now an oldie, but it's still fun to think about and watch. Back in 2015, when the movie came out, Bloomberg broke down the fantastical cars that made Fury Road so memorable. My favorite of all time, the Doof Wagon, featured walls of speakers and a flame-throwing electric guitar. Apparently, it takes a supercharged V8 engine to make that monstrosity move. But future villainous vehicles might be scarier if they never ran out of fuel, right? Like, what is the future of solar-powered vehicles? Clean Technica looks at the current state of the technology. Toyota is testing out a car that's covered with solar panels. The car's not that revolutionary, essentially a plug-in hybrid. The solar panels, though, are twice as efficient as the ones people are putting on their homes these days. They give the car 27 miles of range a day, which is significant because Americans typically drive about 29 miles a day. And solar advances could improve that range to 81 miles a day. It'd be a game changer for people who live in places where electric charging isn't available. Plus, the panels make it look like the cars are armored. Just saying, George Miller. Just saying. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.